Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
I got it from my daddy. I got it from my daddy. I got it.
Hey, where'd you get that body from?
You got to start with a little electro when Michael Flax is about to do relax. It's Flax. What's happening, brother?
I'm trying to untangle my headphones
this
over here.
This is disastrous.
They got so tangled up. I have no clue how.
Okay. Oh,
there
He put the left in, the right in. He's put the jack in. There you go.
Now I can hear you.
Nice one, bro. All right. You ready to get this going, Michael Flax?
Oh, I was born ready.
All right. Let's do it. Other side of this.
Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
Relax, it's Flax.
One more time, brother.
Oh, last time for 2015. Let's take a deep breath. Relax, it's Flax.
Beautiful. There you go. You got about 20 seconds before this ends to tell me something else interesting.
This is the coolest part of the day.
Okay, keep going.
Honestly, it's only up from here,
okay.
Even if you're on a downhill.
Let me fast forward on the playback music here, okay?
I hope you're having a great day. I'm having a great day.
And
we're in for a banger right now.
There we go. And there you go. It's officially begun. Relax, it's Flax on a Friday. All right, brother man, what should we kick it off with?
How was your week?
To be honest...
Honesty is always good.
Honesty is the best policy. To be honest, I think I've had a really frustrating week. You know when you're just frustrated in a week? Like you feel like you're hitting a brick wall. Yeah. I think it's a combination of the heat. It's a combination of the fact that like it's the end of the year. It's a combination of just being frustrated by people and processes. But it's been a bit of a bitch of a week. I'm not going to lie. I'm very happy to be hanging out on a Friday.
Well, it's the end of the year. Everyone's like in that sort of funk. And then you get over that funk after New Year's.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know. I'm not usually one of those people that gets into like a funk for a full on week. But this week I've become one of them.
Maybe you need to take like a weekend at the beach. Let's take it back to the beach.
But I did that like a week ago.
Shit.
So, clearly didn't do too much for me. How's your week been?
Yes, this week flew.
It's been
honestly
like a countdown
flew.
For you, yeah.
Because I go on holiday next week. So what I've been doing is everything, all my work that I do while I'm on holiday, I've had to get done before I go on holiday. So I've been hustling like a hustler this week. Full, nonstop.
Remind everybody where you're going.
Okay, so next week I meet up with my boys on Wednesday. We get into a car and we do a boys trip, like a road trip. We're still trying to figure out the hashtag, but it could be something like boys gone wild or something like that.
Okay.
Not sure. And then
I wonder what that pulls up on Twitter. You got to be careful.
Boys gone wild.
You've got to pre-check what boys gone wild on Twitter might be. It could be, you know.
You know what we're actually doing for the road trip? So we're not calling it a road trip. We want to take it to the next level. So we've nominated a guy in the group and it's going to be his bachelor party.
Ah.
So this whole road trip is going to be his bachelor party. We've got props. We've bought like outfits to wear. We've bought like hats and stuff. We bought buckets. We honestly just want to be the life of the party. We want everybody just to come have a free party on us. We don't mind like supplying the booze and stuff. They must just have a good time and party till like sunrise.
Wow. Listen, it sounds like you've got it all planned. And then what happens?
So we'll go to, I think we go to Port Edward or something like that. Then we go to Hogsback, which is apparently pumping this time of year. Then we go to, what are those other places that like pump? Hogsback and then, I forgot the other one. But it's similar to Hogsback. And
okay.
Then we end off with flights back to PE, which I am screwed for because I lost my ticket.
Oh, what do you mean you lost your ticket? Isn't it all online?
I was looking online and I seem to have deleted the ticket.
If you're flying, bro, you'll be fine. You just go in and...
Yeah, but I don't even know what time the flight is.
You'll figure it out, Flax. There have been more difficult tasks in your year as the producer of the Gareth Cliff Show that have equipped you for this moment of yours. Listen, okay, and then what happens?
And then I get back and then the next day I leave to go to Paris.
So cool.
And
this is with the girlfriend.
Yeah, this is with the girlfriend, okay. For Christmas.
Yes.
And then we in Paris for like 3 nights. And then we go snowboard in Switzerland.
So cool.
Like another, like, I think it's 2 nights, 3 days. And then we end off with New Year's and partying it up in Amsterdam.
I'm literally so jealous.
But it's going to be freezing.
It doesn't matter, bro. You're going to have the best time ever. Have you been to any of those countries before?
No.
Okay.
I've got my GoPro ready. I'm going to be filming videos.
Oh, you're going to have the best time ever. It's going to be super. I'm very envious. I haven't been to Paris. I haven't been to Amsterdam. And I haven't been to the third country you said was?
Switzerland. You got to go.
I haven't been to any of them. You're going to have to tell me what it's like when you get back.
Aren't you traveling next year, though?
Yeah, this is the thing. I like to do my travels in, like, April when I can take a good solid 3-4 weeks.
Where are you going, then?
In April, touch wood. Let's see if I hope it happens. Most of it's booked already. I'll go to Morocco, Paris, Spain, and London. Yeah.
Yes, that's countries. Dope.
Yeah, should be
cool. Is it hot?
Yeah, it should be pretty hot because they're gearing up towards the European summer. Morocco will be pretty hot. And then I guess... You know, the European countries, June's their summer, so it's probably like a mixture of what you'll get in summer.
I've never done a winter holiday, so I don't know what to expect.
I think you're going to love it. You're going on a vacation. You don't need anybody
else.
I'm
still trying to think of a hashtag because Boiti and Casper did hashtag vacation, so I don't want to steal that.
We got to think about it. But you know what? And this is very contradictory coming from me because I'm very much about capturing our holiday. But just be in the holiday. Don't worry too much about the photos.
Nah, I'm probably going to worry about the Instagrams.
Don't worry
and
too much about that stuff. It's important, but it's like, you know, make sure that you have as much fun in the place as possible as well. Okay, so we know what you're doing, and this happens from next week. That's very exciting.
I leave next week, Wednesday morning.
Crazy. Yeah, next week. So Tuesday's your last morning.
Tuesday, last day.
Okay. And then when do you get back?
I get back on the night of the 3rd, and then I'm back at work on the morning of the 4th.
Okay.
I leave Amsterdam. The day I leave Amsterdam is the same day I arrive back in Joburg. So I leave in the morning, ride back in the night.
How cool is that, eh? Nice one.
Two countries, one day.
And a whole lot of jet lag.
No, there's not. It's like an hour or two.
Okay. But you'll still have a little bit of jet lag.
Nah, I'll pop sleeping pills on the plane.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's get into someone who jet sets around the world all year doing dope things, Justin Bieber. What's up?
Justin Bieber. Honestly, so he goes to this club. I'm sure you've heard of it, LIV, or no. LIV in Miami. It's like the hotspot for celebrities. He just walks in there one night, decides, hey, I think I want to play. Like, this club is packed. Celebrities everywhere. It's like, hey, I want to get up on stage and, like, do a performance. Grabs the mic. His DJ takes over the DJ box. Does, like, he sings Sorry for everybody. There's confetti. Honestly, the coolest thing ever. And then he, like, tries to sit over, like, the wall. And somebody tries to jack his Yeezys. And he's like, no, don't touch the Yeezys. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's big into his Yeezys, Justin Bieber.
So while he's staying in Miami, take a guess how much he's paying per night to staying at this place. What is it? Miami Versace Mansion.
I have to tell you, it's probably really high. And only because I was having a conversation with someone who celebrated their birthday in Miami about a year or two ago. And they said they paid up to like R1,000 for like a drink. Because Miami, there are levels to what it costs to party in Miami.
But the drinks are big there, I think. You get them in those.
No,
like,
I don't care how big the drink is. If a drink is a grand.
Economies of
and
scale.
It's not a bottle, that's a problem. So he probably dropped like truckloads of dollars.
He was there for two nights.
Yeah.
And I think I'm pretty sure Donatella Versace, it was either a home or she designed it, something like that. But he's dropping $25,000 a night. Jeez. How much is that? Let me go to my conversion, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, with the way the rand is at the moment, that's like 450 billion.
Okay, rand to dollar. How many? I said 250.
Oh, why you got to depress us, bro? I don't want to see the rand dollar rate at the moment.
Per night, to stay in this place, Justin Bieber is paying $400,000.
No.
I mean 400,000 rand.
Okay.
He is paying 400,000 rand a night. He's staying there for two nights. 800,000. That's nearly R1 million he's spending in 2 days.
I'm surprised that they don't just let him stay there for free. It's Justin Bieber. They get so much PR value out of having the kid there. I don't even know why they would make him pay.
Where does he find $400,000?
Well, did you buy his album?
Yeah, but still.
So exactly, bro.
What celebrity throws down $400,000?
Justin Bieber. It is important to note, though, that you will melt in the Egyptian cotton linens, which are 24,000 thread count.
Also, the pool is lined with 24 karat gold.
I mean, Who wants to swim in a 24 karat gold line pool?
I wonder if he took that girl there. Remember that girl he was searching for the other day? I don't know if you saw that story.
No, what was he looking for?
You're so behind on Bieber facts.
Oh, no.
So he tweeted out a photo of some random chick and he's like, I've got to find this girl. Like, it was just some random hot girl he found probably on like Google or somewhere. So he tweets out this photo. So his believers get to work and they track down who she is. Her Instagram following goes like from 100,000 followers to like 250,000 followers.
Jeez.
She's just this gorgeous girl.
So now they're hooking up? What's going on?
I don't know. That's where the trail ended. I mean,
there's levels to Justin Bieber.
She was trending and everything.
I don't want to
get any girl, and he wants some girl that nobody knows about.
I'm done with Justin. But it's bawling that he puts out the picture and then everybody goes and finds.
And
like,
how do they find her?
Well, it's just search by image.
Jeez,
it's a lot. Justin Bieber's a lot. It's depressing actually how amazing Justin Bieber's life is. So let's move on.
Do you want to go to Meek Mill's?
Yeah, talk to me about Meek Mill.
So I forgot that he's marrying Nicki Minaj. Did you know that?
Are they getting married?
They are getting married.
Even after, did you see Drake's diss track was nominated for a Grammy, which kind of just like, I mean, if Meek Mill was in a coffin, Drake went and closed the coffin and then he like chainsawed the thing in half and then he like pissed all over what was left of the coffin. That's how bad that situation is.
Apparently, Nicki Minaj's mother's not happy because he's a convicted felon. If that's the word, convicted felon, yeah.
Yeah, he's a criminal.
He's got drug and gun convictions from 2009. So Nicki's mom's not happy. He might even go to jail again now.
Yeah, because if Nicki Minaj says one thing, it's that, you know, don't be a thug if you want to be around me.
She, I'm pretty sure she's had sex with Lil Wayne. I know she's had sex with Drake. She's had sex with basically the whole of YMCMB.
Let's take a step back here. We're now having a conversation around who Nicki Minaj may or may not have had sex with. Okay, that's good. Right? Yeah?
I think that's all I know that she's had sex with.
Okay, well, we can always have a conversation with her vagina at some point.
I'd much rather see her with Drake than Meek Mill. Okay. I'm not a fan of Meek Mill. He's sort of like, it feels like he tries too hard to be a celebrity. Like, he thinks he's bigger than who he really is. He thinks he's like a Drake or someone. Like, I follow him on Instagram and stuff. Like, he'll post photos. Yeah, they're not cool photos. I'd rather her be with, what was that other dude? French Montana.
Yeah.
No, well, that wasn't Nicki.
No, that was Khloe Kardashian. Okay, let's move on because this is getting, it's getting meek, yeah.
Should we go straight to the Kardashians?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, you know what? I don't mind talking about the Kardashians when we're speaking about Scott Disick because I think he's literally one of the coolest people alive.
He's a hustler of
note. He's so dope.
He has slammed his way back into Kourtney Kardashian's heart.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of obvious. Those two are like, they're that couple that always bitches about being with each other but are still together.
He does it so many times, though. They break up, he moves out the house, they get back together, he moves back in the house, they film another series. He gets in a fight, he moves out, gets back.
It's just the nature of their relationship. And also, it's great content for the show because that's her storyline. Kourtney Kardashian's storyline is Scott. And are they together? Are they not together? Are they together? They're not together. It's like a soap opera.
But it's not fair on the kids. He's got like 3 kids or 2 kids.
You know what? Those kids will be fine. Maybe they can book a night in Justin Bieber's hotel with a gold swimming pool.
The Versace hotel. Yeah.
Little Mason looks dope. Let me tell you. He doesn't look like he's got any problems.
He's got style. He's got swag.
He gets to play with his friend Saint now.
What do you think of that name?
Oh, I think it's the best.
It's dope,
flipping name ever. Oh. I think that they could not have come up with a better name.
No, it's hella dope, actually. I wouldn't even know what to name the kid. Like, I was at a point in my life where I didn't know what to name the kid. I don't even know how they came up with the name.
By the way, Sunaz on WeChat says they found the Justin Bieber girl. She's 17-year-old. She's a babysitter and she's Spanish. Also, Nicki has already said in a recent interview that they're not engaged, and but he does want to marry her.
Okay. Oh, mad.
So there you go.
Yes, I did read that this girl is 17 and she earns like $17 an hour babysitting.
So that's a little awkward now, Justin Bieber in love with a 17-year-old.
And then the other day in one of his concerts, this is pretty funny, he goes, I know, what did he do? He was like, so how many of you girls here are 16? And then all the girls go, woo, woo. And then he's like, well, how many of you girls are 17? No, he went, how many of you girls are 13? And then they all went, woo. Then he goes, how many of you girls are 14? And then everyone goes, woo. And then he goes, so that means, and he starts counting on his fingers, 1, 2, 3, 4. In 4 years, you'd be legal. And it was just like, Can't believe he just did that. Counts four digits on his finger. And why is he posting photos of that other girl when he's like Selena? Because they were hanging out together.
I would love to continue speaking about this, but we were at Scott Disick.
Okay, Scott Disick. So they were spotted out having lunch. Courtney even brought Penelope along.
Oh, Penelope.
She's cute, eh? Penelope plays with Norway.
And Saint, North.
They call, just North. Yeah, but they call her Norway.
Norway.
Norway and Saint. And as Kanye, as I was saying earlier, I don't know how he came up with that name. I would have named it something like Yeezy Jr.
No, Saint is the best name they could have gone with.
And you know, while she was giving birth, Kim, she watched a little like CNBC, something about like kids needing shoes and stuff. So she got Kanye to donate 1,000 pairs of Yeezys to like underprivileged schools.
Nice. That's very cool. Where are your Yeezys, by the way?
They're at home. Because okay. I needed to go to gym, so I had to wear my techies.
All right. They're so dope. By the way, Flax has so Yeezys. I'm so jealous. And then I started the process of looking online how you get these things, and I was like, nah, I'm bored.
I think the only place is eBay.
People telling me you need codes and like all sorts of things. Like, it's very complicated. So I just, I'm going to have to settle for not having them.
You need to verify that they're real Yeezys.
Oh, ambition and
I saw Anati was in here the other day. He had the black Yeezys, which means that he couldn't manage to get the Moonrock Yeezys because they're hard to get.
I'm just going to go and have to get the knockoffs at Mr. Price.
Yeah, no, don't do that yourself.
No, it's okay. You can rock something. You can. You just have to have faith and believe in yourself.
Yeah, but when someone comes up to you and says, oh, those are such dope Yeezys, are you going to express honesty?
Yeah, I'll
or
say,
are you going
fuck
to-
Kanye, I got the fake ones. Okay.
Before it was, I want to be like Kanye, now it's like F Kanye.
No, it still is, but if Kanye is not going to meet me halfway, then what must I do?
They'll bring another batch here, because they're going to release more colors. Because originally they came out with the white ones, and then they came out with the Moonrock, then the black ones. And now I'm sure they'll come out with more.
The black ones I think are dope, but they're all dope.
They're really cool.
All right, what else, bro?
I found a survey that reveals where women like to be touched during sex. I don't know if you want to know.
Okay, yeah, tell me.
Okay, so here's the top five places. So coming in at number five, they love to be touched on the stomach.
Okay.
I don't know why. Why do you want to be touched on the stomach?
Well, there's a lot to do with like which parts of your body are... First of all, I think it's very tricky to group all women together and put it into one. Because, for instance, like for yourself, right? You're ticklish in certain spots. Certain people have certain zones that they find a little bit more erogenous than what they find other zones. So to lump all women into the same thing is a little tricky, but maybe they're going in terms of, you know... General,
I think they're just generalizing.
Just generalizing, okay.
It even says you have 4% of women saying it was their favorite place to be touched during sex.
The stomach, okay, cool.
Number four, the back. I can imagine that, like, some girls like it rough when you scratch their back and stuff like that, or... Yeah,
I don't know if this is necessarily back. Rough back scratching, though. This could just be...
Their back stroked a massive turn-on.
Yeah, doesn't necessarily have to be like with a cane, bro.
But what? No, obviously there's got to be some force. I mean, why would you just stroke somebody's back?
Well, actually, there's...
Go there. No, go there.
I'm not going to go there.
Go there.
I'm so not going to go there. No, but there's in terms of touch, right? So like, it doesn't always have to be necessarily that hard.
Are you talking sensual?
In order for you to feel it. So for instance... Like if you, I'm thinking of like the feather analogy. So you know, like a feather.
Yes.
So if you take a feather and you take a feather and put the feather wherever you want to put the feather, but you kind of glide the feather, and it's not necessarily a hard touch, but there is something about that you'll notice that like tiny little, if there's any tiny little hairs on like a skin or whatever, those will be
peri-erectus
peri-erectize that shit. Yeah. Okay. In at three, the ass.
The bum.
Yeah.
So I'd assume grabbing of the bum and maybe a smack of the bum, stuff like that. Number two, the neck. Nice thing is to move from the neck to the ear. Girls love that. Maybe a nibble on the neck. Like halfway to a hickey and then you stop, stuff like that might turn a girl on.
Yeah, that's an erogenous zone. And then finally, and this one's very obvious, I mean, even Janelle Monáe said, get off my areola in her song Yoga. It is?
The nipples or the breasts. I'm sure those have some sensitive like nerves or something?
That's because the skin around the actual nipple is a very, very sensitive skin.
Oh, so there's no point playing further than that skin?
No. You can kind of ease your way into that, but that specific, because different skins have different sensitivities, right? So, like, for instance, the back of your calf is like it's the back of your calf. Nothing massive is going to happen at the back of your calf. But, like, the inner of your arm or maybe the center of your hand. And actually, you can do this right now just by touching yourself. You can see which areas of yourself you feel more, I don't know.
This is turning into the sex show now, asking people to touch themselves.
Yeah, this is disastrous. What did they speak about on the sex show this morning? Because I got a Snapchat of them doing body shots and going wild.
Well, when I came in studio, they were pouring cream on the one lady, and then another two ladies licked the cream off while eating strawberries and then made their way to the mouth, and then they all made out in a three-way kiss.
Jeez, I only saw them when they got out of studio.
Oh, no, in studio is much more hectic.
It was very, that was on the couch over there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And but then someone proposed marriage like an hour later on the Cusper radio show.
It was a contrast and a half.
It really, really was. I just walk in on a Friday and it's just like half-naked people always running around for the sex show. And then John T. Searle.
That girl was so shocked when the guy asked her to marry him.
Yeah, this was on Casper's show this morning.
Yeah, I was standing right next to her and she was like still in disbelief.
But she said yes.
Yeah, she said yes. But it was funny because he proposed and then everyone started cheering and everything, but she hadn't said yes yet. Yeah, so then we like, hold up. Is it a yes or no? And then she's like, yes. So we started cheering again.
It was an interesting one. I mean, he literally proposed in that chair that you're sitting in right now. And she was sitting on mic two, which is right next to you.
And he hid it in his pocket the whole time. And his sister was outside busy chilling. And then we popped champagne afterwards.
So cool.
But they looked a bit young.
Yeah,
I would give them probably about 25, 27.
Well, maybe if you give them this advice of where women like to be touched during sex.
He obviously knows the advice.
Last a little longer.
I don't know if you want to move on from sex or we can dwell on the subject more.
Let's go, bro. What's next?
So, cemeteries in Moscow are now going to offer Wi-Fi in 2016. Why the hell would you need Wi-Fi in a cemetery?
Well, if you're in Moscow, it seems like they do things a little bit differently in Moscow than what they do in other countries. So, Wi-Fi in a cemetery.
Who's going to use the Wi-Fi in a cemetery? You go there to visit the dead. You're not going there to download Happy Birds or something.
You know what? If we're honest, though, people want Wi-Fi everywhere. People want Wi-Fi in public bathrooms so that they can sit on the toilet, take a shit, and check their Facebook status. People just want Wi-Fi. People want to be connected. Mm. So screw it if the people need to be connected in a cemetery. People just want to be connected.
But a cemetery is a place where you shouldn't be on your phone.
I guarantee you.
You need to disconnect yourself.
I guarantee you right now, if there was a Wi-Fi at a cemetery and you were there, you would subconsciously, as you walked in, probably enter the code.
Imagine the code's like Walking Dead.
Could be.
Walking Dead. That's like the Walking Dead going to advertise in the Moscow cemeteries for their series.
The whole world is going to be a Wi-Fi zone very soon.
No, it will, but I think cemeteries should be cordoned off.
Okay.
Cemeteries and maybe incineraries.
But people are on their phones in the most inappropriate of situations, so why not just add cemeteries to the list? People are on their phones like in very inappropriate times.
If they had a waterproof cover, I'd probably be on my phone in the shower.
Exactly. Yeah. On your phone while swimming. On your phone while doing anything.
I'd actually need to get myself a waterproof cover.
So that you can be on your phone in the shower.
24/7.
I really got to get one of these apps that gets me to be on my phone less. I'm on this thing way too much.
What do they do? Like, what would the app do?
It's this app where basically like a tree starts growing and then as soon as you start using your phone, the tree dies.
That is not going to motivate. I couldn't give a shit. Like, no, it's a fake tree. It's a fake tree.
It doesn't matter. I got to do something.
Nah, that would not motivate me at all. That's like, imagine to get out of bed, this tree starts growing, and to make it stop growing, you have to get out of bed. Otherwise, the tree's going to grow so big and die.
Listen, I got to do something to get off my phone less. I couldn't believe it. Today, I was early for something. So I arrive at I arrive at Mnet at like 2 o'clock. I'm really, really early. I'm only going to start working at like 2:30. And then I'm like, shit, what am I going to do? And then I'm like, oh no, it doesn't matter. I'll sit on my phone for 30 minutes, which is what I proceeded to do. And I literally, did I achieve anything? No. Do I know what Mary Lou on Snapchat, that her maid used
Nail clippers.
Mary Lou's maid on Snapchat used her nail clippers and Mary Lou was very upset about this. I know
angry.
All of that shit. Did I respond to an email? Fuck no. Did I do any form of work? Hell no. I just sat on my phone doing jack shit, checking Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat for a half an hour. It was literally a waste of a half an hour. And I was upset with myself afterwards because I was like, that's non-productive. So I want to be on my phone a lot less.
I don't think I can do, you know, some of those people go like a week without social media or a week without their phones. I don't think I can do that.
Well, maybe that should be a challenge next year. Maybe we should do that.
And are you on your own on that? There's, I know I can't.
Hand in our phones.
There's no ways. And how are you going to wake up in the morning?
Yeah, that's true.
How are you going to message somebody?
Okay, bad idea, bad idea. Let's move on. What else?
I don't even own an alarm clock.
What else, bro?
Okay, you're going to love this. So you know you get sliced cheese. Mm. Like it comes in that little square packet, already pre-sliced processed cheese. So now a Japanese company is now offering like the sliced cheese, but it's chocolate. So good. Chocolate slices.
Like Nutella.
Exactly.
Oh, now I want Nutella.
And you can just pull it straight off there, put it on like, put it in a burrito or put it in bread or put it straight in something. You don't have to cut the chocolate. It's going to melt perfectly. You can put it in the middle of a banana straight into the microwave.
So good. So good. Now I want that.
And I feel like a sundae. I've never had a sundae though.
Mary Lou had this amazing
milkshake. Yeah,
she had
I saw
a milkshake yesterday. It was really.
Do you know who makes those milkshakes?
Who?
Jay something from Ikasa designed those milkshakes.
This is at Kraft in Parkhurst. If you're not in Johannesburg and you can't get to Kraft, like they're amazing milkshakes. But you know what? Generally, milkshakes have become a lot better in the past few years.
It depends where you go. Sometimes I find that I order a milkshake. I'm a vanilla sort of guy, so it's either too thick and I can't get it through the straw. Or it's too thin and it feels like I'm drinking milk. You know?
What a problem. That sucks, bro. Sorry.
I was so deep in that and then you broke it.
Sorry. That's, I really do feel for you. That's terrible.
I don't know. Do you like chocolate, vanilla, bubblegum, or banana?
I'm not a man. I like a designer milkshakes.
So you won't go chocolate or vanilla?
One of my favorite milkshakes is, well, it's kind of chocolate, is at Jukes in Greenside. They do a Ferrero Rocher milkshake. Ferrero Rocher for some, Ferrero Rocher, Ferrero Rocher for some others, or Ferrero Rocher for other people. But overall, just Ferrero and Rocher together. And they do that kind of milkshake and it's so dope.
I don't know. I'm still in the pursuit of the perfect milkshake.
Well, you know what? Maybe next year, so many New Year's resolutions, we should make milkshakes.
They can't be too hard to make. You just take milk.
And ice cream.
And shake it.
Well... Okay, what else, bro? Tell me about the best way to get a New Year's Eve kiss, considering we've got this amazing Cliff Central New Year's Eve party coming up.
Ooh, the perfect way to get a New Year's Eve kiss.
Okay.
Let me go into the files of my previous years.
Paint me a picture here.
So you must understand that when that clock strikes 12, everybody wants a New Year's Eve kiss. So don't ever feel like you need to put in this preparation. Starting 9 o'clock, you need to find a girl, or you need to find a guy and you need to be with them the whole time and you need to make sure you're with them at 12. It's not like that. Like, if you have a best friend or like a friend that's a girl or friend that's a guy, kiss them. Like, I notice a lot of people will try find a target, as they say, and try harness and focus in on them and try stick with them the whole night and make sure they don't see any other guys and stuff. When that clock strikes 12, you just look around or look to your left and you pull the first hot person that you see. Because you must understand, when that clock hits 12, endorphins are going, everybody's feeling confident, everybody wants a New Year's Eve kiss.
People are throwing up, yeah?
Yeah, that's how you want to celebrate. So just pull the first person you see. Trust me, it's foolproof.
Nice. Well, listen, we're going to have to let you know if that works out for people at Cliff Rocks Madison.
No, it definitely will. I promise you it will.
Okay, bro. Give me the final one here. Give me the final story this week.
Okay, so I found this pretty cool.
Okay.
So in Ireland. So there's a pub now. As you're leaving, like, the club. I mean club, not pub. As you're leaving the club, they give you a lollipop. Take a guess why.
As you're leaving the club, they give you a lollipop in Ireland to, I don't know.
Okay, so as people were leaving the club, they'd go outside, you know, you're rowdy outside, you're loud, you're screaming, you're drunk.
Oh, to get them to shut up.
So they'd have this lollipop in their mouth, and then they noticed that it stopped people from screaming and shouting.
That is very clever.
How genius is that?
That's very, very clever. Now we know what to give bad guests.
And people are also more calm because they're focusing on their lollipops.
Yeah.
I think that's genius.
You should have given this to a Nutty the other day on the Gareth Lift
show. Composure.
He's a rock star guest, but he's got very, very little personality.
Have
on
you
it.
Seen the music video for Composure?
Yeah, that's, it's dope.
I quite dig it,
It's cool. It's kind of AKA just hanging out for 5 minutes.
Like in
minutes.
A music, like a photo studio.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I think it's pretty
Composure,
dope.
Composure.
It's actually a nice song. It's grown on me.
All right, listen, bro, you got to give me the snap takeaway 10 seconds that we're going to use to promote this podcast. Are you ready?
So I got 10 seconds to basically...
So you know what I'm going to do? The tweet is going to say, listen, at Michael Flax tells us what to do and relax its flax. And then there'll be a little video clip, which will be the snap. Are you ready in... Hang on, let me get this to focus.
I don't even know what I'm going to say.
Okay, think about it. And in 3, 2, 1...
We just wrapped up the last show for 2015 of Relax It's Flax. Go download the podcast. It was a banger. CliffCentral.com. Relax It's Flax. Go for it.
Boom. That was pretty dope. Let's listen back.
Was it in on 10 seconds?
Dunderland. Let's see.
Go download the podcast. It was a banger. CliffCentral.com. Relax It's Flax.
Oh, no. Didn't you get the first part?
Wrapped up the last show for 2015 of Relax It's Flax. Go download the podcast. It was a banger. CliffCentral.com. Relax It's Flax.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's dope.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. All right. Let me take that out.
First time's a charm.
Nice one. One take wonder. There you go.
One take wonder. I want to change my Twitter bio to one take wonder.
What should we make the caption?
One take wonder.
Oh, shit. Now.
Did you delete
it? What's happened here? Hang on. It was a video. But now it's not, it doesn't seem to want to, okay, we're going to have to redo this.
Oh,
thing.
God.
Sorry, bro. Again. Okay, you ready?
I'm going to try to say the exact same thing.
And in 3, 2, 1.
We just wrapped up the last show for 2015 of Relax It's Flax. You know where to go, cliffcentral.com, Relax It's Flax podcast. Go download it now. Do it.
There you go.
Was that 10 seconds on the dot?
Rock star. That was good. All right, what should we make the caption on the snap video, bro?
Two take wonder now.
Flax, Flax,
Flax, maybe Relax It's Flax on cliffcentral.com.
Michael Flax has a message for you. Let's go with that.
Michael Flax tells you what to do.
Telling you what to, oh fuck, so instead of D, what to, oh fuck. What to do. There you go. Michael Flax telling you what to do. So I'll post it up on Snapchat and then we'll post that out in the tweet when we tweet out the podcast link for this. You want a filter, Flax? You can go with that really dark filter. You can go with that sort of I don't really know what's going on filter, and then the black and white.
Go for that filter. It makes my skin look a bit better.
To find out what filter Flax chose, be sure to take a look at the tweet or check it out on Snapchat. You want an emoticon?
Do you have that celebration one?
Yeah, I can get the celebration.
No, it's like you've just popped out.
Do I have it? I'm not going to use the shit poo thing.
No.
That sucks.
It's like that exploding like confetti one.
I don't know. They have like weird emoticons on Snapchat.
That's such dope emoticons.
I've got a champagne bottle.
Yes, champagne bottle
Okay, champagne bottle. Okay, I've just got to turn the champagne bottle over and
pop champagne.
Okay, there you go. That's what it's going to look like.
Oh, that's dope. I dig that.
Flax has given sign off. You can check it out on Twitter just after 6 or on Snapchat right now. Posted. Michael Flax, how do we keep up all day?
You can follow me on Twitter at Michael Flax, MichaelFlax. Go retweet me, favorite me, or send me a message. Facebook, go like my Facebook page at Michael Flax. Also, I got Snapchat. My Snapchat's Mike Flax, MikeFlax, and Instagram Michael Flax. And yeah, that's it.
Dope one. Nice one, brother. We'll touch base in 2016.
Sweet.
It's time for a WeChat workout. WeChat. Go to the Cliff Central account. Tap connect. Then message to show.
What are you doing for New Year's Eve? Join us for the sexiest VIP party at Madison Avenue, Santon's newest nightclub. Cliff Central's taking over the VIP area, so join us as our special VIP and start 2016 on the right note. General admission is 200 Rand, but our exclusive VIP party together with Absolute Vodka is 500 Rand, which includes great music with me, Gareth Cliff, O'Neill, Miss Prue, and the Cliff Central crew, an outdoor tented area, lots of bars, food, prizes, gorgeous people, and a night to remember. Book now for Cliff Central Rocks Madison at CompuTicket.com. Go to CliffCentral.com for more details and stay tuned for everything you need to know. Be absolute and rock into 2016 with us.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.